Hey, it's Ryan, man. Come to another Broncos Country Blitz. We lose to the Raiders 37-16 in Las Vegas in blowout fashion. Really an unacceptable loss to a division rival. And we're kind of at this crossroads now. Basically, there's certain people that have been preaching patience with Drew Lock, patience for the coaching staff, patience for our young offense. The thing that bothered me about the game Sunday is there didn't seem to be anyone that really cared, or at least visually, on the Broncos team, that they were getting blown out by the Raiders. And the Raiders and the Chiefs, I'm not really going to say the Chargers as much, but the Raiders and the Chiefs, you don't get blown out to either one of them. It should at least be competitive every single game. And that's bothersome that we got blown out by them and how bad our offense looked. Now, I know I've already mentioned it. We took Drew Lock in the second round, and he fell to us for several reasons. One reason was he ran a very simple offense in college, and it was going to take some time for him to progress in the NFL. You know, you look at his performance, four interceptions. I think a quarterback, even quarterbacks that have been around for 10 years, will have three interception games. When you hit that four interception game and the interceptions were as bad as they looked on Sunday, it does raise concern. I mean, the deep pass over the middle that was intercepted, that was overthrown, the pass into the end zone. You got to see that guy coming down. You got to see that defensive back hunkering down and watching the route when you're that close to the end zone. So those do raise some concerning questions. I'll give Locke the credit for he played through his rib injury. I'll probably end up giving him the rest of the credit if he still ends up playing this week. If he ends up missing another game, I think even if there's the Drew Lock fans out there and people that want him to succeed, which I'm one of them, you really do have to look at, should we just draft a quarterback next year and have some competition? I mean, you know, Elway's the one that's mentioned he's going to keep you know, firing away at those draft picks and those quarterbacks till he gets the right one. Maybe we need to bring in another one and go, okay, it's up to the two of you to figure out who's going to be our quarterback of the future. I mean, maybe that's where we're at. I think the thing that's the hardest is our defense is playing really tough. They held in as long as they could on Sunday until they were just gassed and then they started getting blown out. The Raiders have a great running game, and basically they just wore our defense down. It was just a matter of time with how little our offense was scoring. And I have to wonder where Bradley Chubb is. He's just kind of disappeared, really, for the most part. Had a couple good games over the last few weeks, but really disappeared on Sunday when we needed a game changer or a fumble or something like that. And so you don't like seeing this defense wasted. And I have to mention the other thing, Devontae Booker. Why is it he was in Denver as long as he was? Never looked like he ever ran that tough. And now he's in Las Vegas. And he looks like a stud. Looks like a change of pace back, the one that we were looking for when we drafted him. You kind of have to go back to our coaching over the last few years. And you can't blame just Fangio's coaching staff. It was the one prior to him. Devontae Booker looks like he's a gamer in Las Vegas. What are we missing in Denver that we're missing the mark on these players that we're bringing in? Because I look at Freeman. Freeman does not look good for the Broncos right now. Is there something we're missing where basically if we don't have him next year and he goes to another team, he's going to end up balling like Booker is right now on the Raiders? So it is concerning that basically players are leaving the Mile High City and looking better when they leave. And it is concerning where the offense is right now. I know it's still very young. And let's just be honest, Drew Lock got beat up again on Sunday. Obviously had the rib injury that we're waiting to see if he's going to play this weekend. But, you know, I don't know what it is. Like, I can't put my finger on it because obviously I'm not in the coaching rooms. I'm not part of the coaching staff. It just feels to me like the coaches are trying to run an offense to compare to Kansas City. And in reality, if we just ran our own offense or something that was comfortable for our players, it would be just fine. But I think there's this pressure in the AFC West to keep up with the Chiefs, which means you have to run the offense they run, or the attack downfield offense. And honestly, I think the coaching staff needs to take a look at themselves and go, We need to do what's comfortable for the players we have here, what fits in what they're comfortable doing at this time, and then they can grow and evolve with it. I'm going to use the Tennessee Titans. Tennessee Titans had a great year last year. They've dropped off a little bit this year, but still having a pretty good year, on track to go ahead and get into the playoffs again. And guess what? They've taken off on the Chiefs and beaten them and everything. You know why? Playing their ball. They didn't try to go to the Chiefs and go, okay, we're going to compare, you know, apples to apples and go ahead and score for score. We're going to continue to play our game, and we're going to play our game so well that we still have a chance to beat you. And I think that's what the Broncos organization, I think that's really how they need to adjust, is basically we need to be ourselves. We need to adapt our systems to our players. And really, at this point, I don't want Locke to go through another offensive coordinator if he's still our starting quarterback next year. But I don't know how you stick with Shurmur. I didn't see any adjustments on Sunday. Saw zero adjustments helping the quarterback out. Where are the quick throws? I mean, you watched Oakland's offense. There were quick throws all over the place. Where are the quick throws? If Locke's getting beaten up, there should be quick throws to Judy, quick throws to Hamler, quick throws to Patrick. There wasn't any of that. I mean, we had that one drive where we started driving downfield again. And yeah, it was deep passes attacking downfield. But you can still have the short and intermittent throws to help out your quarterback from him getting creamed. So I just don't see Shurmur adjusting the offense like he needs to be, adjusting the offense to the players we have like he needs to be. And honestly, if I don't see improvement from him by the end of the year, I don't care who our starting quarterback is next year or what we look like on offensive line and everything like that. I think he just has to go, and we have to hit the reset button again. Because I don't know what he's doing or what he's seeing that makes him think he can just continue to run the things he's running and we're going to be successful. I don't see it. So Scangarello last year, say what you want about the guy, but he adjusted when Locke came in and became the starting quarterback. And I don't see Shurmur adjusting to Locke. And I have to wonder now if Daniel Jones' success under Shurmur when he was still in New York really had to do with it. He just happened to fit already what he wanted to run. You have to wonder. So, disappointing loss. I think we're at a little bit of a crossroads now. We'll see how we play against the Dolphins. You know, if we can beat a hot Dolphins team, it might take some of the sting from this one away. But if we come out and have another performance like that, you know, we're used to a standard of excellence in Broncos country, and we're going on 3-4 years now of it dropping. And I don't know how much longer the fan base is going to be okay with this. And I don't think the Bolin family, whenever the next set of ownership comes in or next person to take over as owner for the Broncos comes in, I can't imagine they're not going to come in and do a fire sale and a removal of people at the top just because, you know, Pat Bolin would never accept this. He just wouldn't. He even if we weren't getting in the playoffs, as long as we were competitive and close every year, you know, he was really big about that. And you're just not feeling that right now. I know it's probably because we lost to the Raiders, and, you know, those sting a little more, but that boy, they got some things to figure out in the Mile High City. Hopefully they can get them figured out by the time we roll out against the Dolphins. Till next time, this is the Rye Man with the Broncos Country Blitz.